يعني ده تسمت باين رب يهودا ايما لاي ساسد. We hear in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda said that she should not put seed on her face, may she nivul hula. As in the Mishnah says, loy sosed besid, may she nivul etzla achshel b'moyit, because she's misnabul b'moyit. She tosed besid umitzta eres. So Mamela, this is a tzar and chalamoid, which is also. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Isha Lo Yisosod Minei Shenivul Hula, B'moyed Minei Shenivul Hula, U'moyed Rabbi Yehuda Besid, Sheyechayla Lekaploi B'moyed Sheteiflosoi B'moyed. But a Sid, that she's able to take it off in Chalamoid, so that means she's able to have a simcha of the results of the sid, so then shetayflase b'moyit. So then she's permitted to put on the sid in chalamoy. She'af al pi shemitziro hi achshav, even though now that she's putting it on, she has tzar. B'simchi la'achazma, but since the tzar will bring to a simchas hamoyed, so this is permitted. So this is called a tzairach simcha, and this is permitted. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, "Shenivul hula, shegnai hula, v'nivul besid." It's a gnai. It's a nivul. Mitzta'eres, others are geiras b'moyed. So she's mitzta'er b'moyed. So she's not permitted to do this. But if she yechayla lekaploi b'moyit, is afal pi shehimu nuveles besid, even though now that the seed is on her face, she's nuveles obosimchi la'achas man b'moyit, but she'll still have simche in the moyit. The soif ha-moyit la'achas shekiplose yas a seed shetoflo. Lefi shemeisher es aseyo ma'adin es abosa, because the seed beautifies her face. Ohoyu the high seed misamchoso la'achas man. So since the seed will bring eventually a simcha to her in the moyed, ohishori love the taifle b'moyed. So therefore she is permitted to smear it on b'moyed. Af al pi shehim mitziro achshav. It's a tzar b'moyed that will eventually end with a simcha. It's called a tzar l'tzairich simcha. It's called a simcha. This is permissible. Chek de gemore mi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda ha'isvore. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold this svore that a tzar b'shaitoi that will bring about a simcha has a din simcha? Vosnan, we learned in the Mishneh in the Avodah Zarah as follows. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nifroi Mehem Mipnei Shemeitza. The Mishnah says, B'yoyim Edom, B'yoyim Chagom, one is not permitted to do something with a goy, that he has a simcha from this, because if he has a simcha, and it's a holiday also, it's the Chagim, so he'll be moide l'avodah zarah shaloi, he'll be thankful to avodah zarah that the simcha came about. He'll be toile the simcha in his avodah zarah. But one is permitted to do something with a goy b'yoyim chagom, that's meitzaloi. So that's permitted, so fakert, he should not be happy b'yoyim chagom. Is Rabbi Yehuda Omer nifroi mehem, that if one can get some money out of the goy, let's say the goy owed him money, and if he can get the money from him on Yom Chagom, so this is gibaldik, because every penny he gives away, he's eating himself up alive, even though he owes the money. So Memele, so this is permissible. This is permissible b'yom chag. Omru loy, so the Chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda, Af al pi shemeitzer achshav. Even though that is true, today, he has tzar. But later, he'll have a simcha from this. He knows he won't be bothered anymore. The chayv is paid up. So the payment is also not a pure tzar. It's ma'uriv in the payment of simcha. Because from this payment, eventually he'll be besimcha. So therefore he'll also be moidel avayda zorish shalom. Al kaponim, it would seem that this is the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. A tzar shall yoda yovei simcha, does he have a din tzar or a din simcha? Rabbi Yehuda seems to hold, you look at Basher Roshom, now it's a tzar, you don't look what will come out from this tzar, so there's a teiris tzar. The Chachamim say no, you look what will eventually will come out from this tzar. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Hanoch lehilchis moyed de kulu meitzar achshav v'sameach lachas manin. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok said each miktsoya has different hagdoris. That means what is called a simcha, what's considered a tzar and chalamoyed, is not necessarily called a tzar or a simcha legabi oden yonim. Says Rabbi Chalamoid, Zicher we cheshbin with the osid, because all the pulis which are mutter and Chalamoid, cooking, baking, is also a tzar b'shaitoy. Now kochach b'Chalamoid, we look at what will come out from this cooking and baking. So if it will come out a simchas hamoid, so that's mutter. So Chalamoid has these halachas. We look at the what will come out from the tzar. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds, if she's able to be mekapel, the sid, b'moyed, so that also doesn't have a teiris tzar, that is a teiris simche. Teiris simche b'moyed is measured not only of her feelings today, but we take into consideration what her feelings will be. Masha'en kein legabi yoim chagom, there we only consider what the feelings of the goy are that day, and that day is bitzah. Let us see Rashi. Yisle Rabbi Yehuda isvora afagov shimitzira achshav simcha. So memele, we take into consideration the feelings that she will have. It says nifroy mehem meakusim biyoyim chagov. One is permitted to be toiveya from the goyim, the chayv deyol, b'yem chago. Bimnei shum mitzayer, because the goy has tzar, paying it up. Tcholodom shepereya meitzer. Everyone who pays up a chayv, he loses money, so he has tzar. Avoloy misham lemomin b'yem chago. That's ichi not allowed to pay up a chayv, b'yem chago. Mofi shemisam chom b'yem chago. Umoidel avayde zore, kede pirashti misechus avayde zore, but yizich nal te payapa choyv, kosal bi mesameichem. And the Chachamim achoylik, and Rabbi Yehuda, they said, Tzmeichu lach hazman, shepor, later he'll be besimchem. V'amai nifra mehem, so why is he permitted to be goyve from him? Abel Rabbi Yehuda, lo yislei haisvor, he doesn't hold of this svore. The Mishum, he does not have the Svore, because later there'll be a Simcha. The Mishum Shemeitza Achshav Shori. He looks at the Basher Rosham. Now he's Betzar, so therefore it's permissible. Heichi Yislei HaSvore Gabi Tipul, so why by Tipul does he hold that is permissible to be Metapul Sid if they'll be able to be Mekalafit Teicham, the Kalakaploi Teichamoyit? The more said, Hanach lehilchis moy. Ochim revidoch de shori, afa bishim metzira, the kulu hilchis moy de shori mishumai time namishot. That means all things which are mutter and moed is because we take into consideration the simcha that's going to come out of this. Kigoyin afiyo ubisho, the mitzar hashtik sho oifim avasho. We have a tzar now from the afiyo ubisho. Lohoch isho, the samechu ksho oicho, afiyosi bishule biyomtev. But he has a simcha when he'll eat it. So my melem, so the together of tzar and simcha b'moyed is not totally in the basher shom, but we take the whole picture into consideration. Masha'en kein legabi yoim chagom, there we look at that yoim. That yoim is b'tzar, that's sufficient. Ravina Omar, Ravina said a different terence. Kusi linyan peroim lo'ilam eitzah. That means that a goy is never happy that he paid. He's always eating himself up that he gave him the money. That means, because he never feels obligated to pay up. So memela, so he's always bitzah. Kusi lo'ilam eitzah, shepereya. Lo'ochil isla rab Yehuda ha'osam, that's why he doesn't hold afapi shemeitzah sameach. Because he's not going to have a sameach. They have Saris, which comes by a Gedoyla. Normally they don't have Saris. And they're embarrassed. So what do they do? So they do a pu'ula to be meiser the Saris. So the pu'ula is as follows. Aniyos toifles oisam besit. The aniyos smear sid over that mocking in order to be meiser the saris. Some besit is not so comfortable, it's not as, what does one do if he's in a predicament? Ashirais toifles oisam besoilus. Soilus mustam is more comfortable. Benois melochim beshemen hamoil. B'nais melochim are teufel themselves b'shem and hamoyer. Shenemar shisha chadoshim b'shem and hamoyer. Ma'ay shem and hamoyer. What is shem and hamoyer? So we have here amachloikis. Tavune b'achiyah omar satechto. Rashi in Menoche says it's balsam. It's a type of a shemen. It's not a shemen zayis. It's a type of a shemen. Rav Yirmiya bar Ami Omar Shemen Zayis Shaloi Hei Bishlish. The Shemen Zayis, which as yet did not get ripe, even a Shlish Bishul. So Mamela, it seems the Shemen has a Koyach Lahosir Aseyo. Tanya Rav Yehuda Imer An Pekinun Shemen Zayis Shaloi Hei Bishlish. Veloma Sochin Oisoi. By here, Buddha's Melochim, we see by Achashverosh, Shishachadoshim B'Shemen Amor. Lo Masochin Oisoi, Shemesher Es Aseyo, Uma'adin Es Abos. Let us see Rashi. Anies Toiflois Aseyo Besit, Meshires Oisom. And that accomplishes that the Seyo, the Saris fall off. An Pekinun, Aino, An Pekinun, the Tony Osman Benochus, An Pekinun, Loyobi, Aino, Yisri Shemin, Shoyisim, Mizdeis. Shloi Hei, Viyu, Shlish, Shloi Bishlu, Shlish, Veloma, Sochin, Oisoi, Sarashi says, Akol, Hani, Komahado, the Koma, Teuflin. What do all these people, the Aniyas, and the Ashiras, and the Meis Melochim, what do they accomplish? It's Meiser, Esaseyo, And it's madness abosa. Ravivi havale barato. Ravivi had a daughter. Tofla eiver eiver. And he went and he was toifel eiver eiver. He was not toifel the whole body at once, was teufel ever ever. Shokel bo dalet meye zuzi. Let us see Rashi. Rishokel bo alba meye zuzi, shenis yafas, she became beautiful. Seems she had problems with Seya. She had problems with stomach. Her complexion wasn't as nice as it could be. And this is Ma'adnes Haboso. So Shanisha fast. She became beautiful. V'notol mi bai lokach. So Rashi says, notol mi bai lokach, before they made the shidduch. That means she became already a raving beauty, So for the shidduch, the chosn had to go and give a certain amount of money. This is nishkan poshet kala. So memele, it had wonderful results. Ava ahu kusi b'shivivusei tahavalei brato. There's a goy in his neighborhood that also had a daughter. Also, mistama, she wasn't. She had these problems also. Tafla bechad zimna. And he went and he was teifel. Rabibi did eva eva. He was teifel the whole gulf at one time. Umeisa, and she died. The Oruch explains that this people. The Sid or the Silas or the Shemin Amoyim, one of the things that it accomplishes that the pores of the skin become sealed. And it seems that's a good thing that, there's more heat in the Ava, and that somehow, because the heat doesn't escape, so that somehow beautifies the Ava. But you have to have a place where the heat will escape. So Mamelis, if you do it Ava, Ava, so Kaponim, that Ava is the Sadin Abosa, but the Lamai said the whole goof doesn't become Mechumim. He did it all at once, so Lamai said his daughter died. So he said, Omar, he said, Kotlo Bibi Lebrati. He says, my daughter was killed through Rabibi. Omar, Rav Nachman, Rabibi Dishosi Shikra. Rabibi himself used to drink beer. That was the beverage he used to drink. Boin Benose Tiflet. So Mamela, his children needed this Tiflet. Rashi says, Tafla kula bechadzimne the sabla mevet kirabibi yomeisa. Boyin benosin tifla the sheicho megadol haseya umaave esaboso. So mamele, so there's, it seems there's complexion problems, there's problems with seya. Ananda loisha sinin shikre. She's telling us a preventive medicine over here. We don't drink sheikh at all. Loi boin benosin tiflo, so mamela, our children do not need tiflo. Let us see Toisvis. Sateches, beperik kol hakolbonis, meforish de shemen hamoyer, u sateches. Berkame de megile, my shemen hamoyer, avuna omar apriye sateches. Now the shaila is, what is Toisvis saying over here? What is Toisvis saying? It's a gemara in Menoches, a Gemara, Megillah, so what? Now that's a Gemara here also. The Rishash says that it seems Tosfos, by us in our Gemara, it says, Mai Shemen Hamoyer, Rafune Bachia Omar Sateches. So, Rafune Bachia is explaining what Shemen Hamoyer is. She says, Tosfos didn't have this Gilsa, Mai Shemen Hamoyer. If not exactly how Taisvis had the girls. So Taisvis is saying about the Perik alakabonis meforish the Shemen Hamoiru sateches. That Rabbuna Bachi is saying pshat what Shemen Hamoir is. Perkam the Megillah, my Shemen Hamoir, Rabbuna Bachi is sateches. Ha-hed-yed teifer kedark. We had in the Mishneh that a hed-yed can sow normally, the way he normally sows. Frag the Gemara, heichi dami hed-yed. When is one called a hed-yed? An amateur. When is he called a professional person who knows how to sow? Omri devei rabyanai kol sheini yochel lohoitzi meloi machat bebas achus. He is unable to be moitzi a meloi machat bebas achus. Before we see Rashi, the loshen of Rabbeinu Shloime ben Hayosim, a little clearer than Rashi. He says, Minik ha-teufren ha-umnim, the expert, teufren, the expert, those who sow, melakit b'roish ha-machat tfireis harbe. Then they're sewing a lot of stitches, so they don't sew a stitch and then pull the thread and sew another stitch. No, they go in the memalei, melakit b'roish ha-machat tfireis harbe. They go and sew many stitches before they pull the thread. Ad sheyiskasa ha-machat, till the machat becomes ganz and covered with the stitches that it had made. And then u'moishcha, that is a professional person who knows how to sew. But a hedyet is each stitch he has to go and pull the needle. Let us see Rashi. Teifa kedarkoi b'choylei shalmoid. Heichidam b'hedyit. She'enai umen. That is not, doesn't fall to the category of an umen. She'teifa kedarkoi. So, the Beres Hamayim is moichik davar disdibar hamas. Also goes together. So who's called the edit? She'ni yochel lilkoit nimei ha-tvire shel cholok kedei litvoir. He can't be malakit, the nimei ha-tvire, it seems to some, this is like what Rashi is unclear, but it means he can't make a lot of tvires together. No, an umen is molei machat bebasachas, that's a dibra maschel. Kshehu teifer, like this ends the dibra maschel. This is a head yitch and yochel lilkoit nimei hatvire shal cholo kedei litvo. In order to sow, he can't be malakit. It seems the like he puts together the stitches all at one. No, an umen is meloi machat bebasaches. Kshehu teifer, when an umen sows, teichev tchivois harbe, he sticks in many times the needle, kim meloi oirech hamachat, the length of the needle, achakach moishcho min habeged, and then he pulls the needle from the beged, v'nimtso tfireis harbe b'meshicha acha. So with one pulling, he ended up with a lot of stitches. By yodeya lasis kein, one who is able, who's competent to do this, umenu, this is called an umen. Rav Yosi bar Chanina omar, kol sheine yochel lechavein imro bachfas chaluka. A person who cannot sew on a border by the end of the cholok. Let us see Rashi. Let us just say over Rashi in the Ksav Yad, says it's a little clearer, and then we'll see our Rashi. Rashi says, Derech loseis beged oves soviv shulei hacholok. By the bottom of the cholok, they used to go and put a beged over, a thick beged, by the bottom of the choluk, shaloi yivlu kshen nigrohim ba'oretz. It seems the choluk was till the ground. So it used to schlepsech on the ground. So if you only have the material of the choluk, some mail will get rubbed out. So they used to go and put a border on the bottom of the choluk of a thick beged, so that protected the choluk, so that the choluk did not get rubbed out. Ahedyet ain't a yochel lechaven ba'oisei beged. Ahedyet cannot be mechaven by this beged ovot, by this border, shetei hasofe mechuvenes, that the border should be mechuven to the end of the choluk. That means he needs some sort of expertise to do this. Ela mu'ukemes lekan o lekan. It's crooked. Sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down. It is not exactly together with the end of the choluk. It's mu'ukem, it's crooked. That's the Pshat and Rashi here also. She'eina yedeya litchay oisei beged ov she'oisei mimena imri. Doesn't know how to stick in. This thick beged, which is made as a border, bechfas chaluk, by the end of the chaluk, el she mokem echad mekatzchay, mokem echad malchivoy. That's, it's mokem, it's not straight, it's not straight together with the end of the chaluk. So we have here two simonim of an umen. The Rosh says, since the Gemara was not machia, which simon makes him a numin, so we have to be machma. That means if he's able to accomplish one of the two, so he's a numin already. So he's not teifa kedalk. The ha'umin machlev. So how does an umin so? An umin is machlev. My machlev. Rabbi Yochanan Omar mafsiya. Rabbi Bar Shmuel Omar Shinei Kalbisa. Let us see Rashi. Ha'umen ha'chayet ha'teler machlet. He's machlet. Mavsiya. So the Rishash makes a beautiful grace yet. We appreciate the Lashon of Rashi. He says it was mixed up, the two Rashis. Mavsiya, let's go to the Rashi of Kalbisa. She'enoi teifer kedalkoi. He's not sowing kedalkoi. What does sowing kedalkoi mean? Litchoiv. Ze besomoch ze. That means a umin normally makes small stitches. Litchoiv ze besomoch ze. That each stitch is next to the other. Now let's go back to the first Rashi. Elo mefazer hatfire. Now he spreads out the stitches. Olahochi kori machlev. That's why it's called machlev. Shedoymin techuve hamachat. The place where the holes where the machat is stuck into. Lishine hakelev. Rechoykeis zumize kishine hakelev. It seems the teeth of a kelev are not one next to the other. So the trivis, which are normally small stitches, so here, they're spread out. Kishine hakel. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Mafsiya, that means just like a big step, so you make big stitches. And the other Shmuel says kalbisa. So now let's go back to the first Rashi. She'enei teifer b'yosha. He doesn't sew straight. Elo, she'teichei v'amachat, no, he sticks in the needle, pamachas l'maylo, pamachas l'mato. It's crooked. Lochi korilei kalbis, adochi kai meshini akelef. Also, she'nechot gavoye mechaveiroi. So it's not, it's a, so this is, it's here, the one is a crooked stitch, and the other one is a broad stitch. So we have our machlokes how a umen has to sew. So the Rosh says, again here, we also don't have a hachro in the Gemara how to sew. So therefore the Rosh says we have to make both shinuyim. The stitches can't be small stitches, they have to be long stitches, and they have to be crooked stitches. It's very interesting, I saw they bring down a machloikes hapoiskim, if an umen is permitted to sew on a sewing machine, with such stitches. That means it will make these long stitches, long crooked stitches. Is it permissible in Chalamoit? The bring from Rabbi Yankiv Zechayel Levrochi, he held it's permissible. That said, as long as the end result is batlonish, so Mamela, it doesn't matter how it was done. Uman also does everything professionally, but it comes out with a end result of not small stitches and not straight stitches. So Mamela, this is permissible. Another poiskim asa with a sewing machine. Let us see Tosfos. A head yet teifel kedarka. So we have here a head yet is permitted to sew kedarka. Nire davke letzeire chamoy. So Tosfos says it's only permitted letzeire chamoy. Avo bechinom, avo stamazay to sew, lama yetiru afilu ayyedei shinoy. Why should they be matter? He says, they were only matter pulas letzeire chamoy. Miu lai airi bedova ha'ovet. But we're not speaking about a dova ha'ovet. There'll be a loss. Ta'echad de'ike dova ha'ovet. Kaimlon kabyoisi da'im matzvach shini bedova ha'ovet. If the purpose of the malacha that is done is to be nitzel from a dova ha'ovet, then you don't need a shini whatsoever. So we're not speaking about a dova ha'ovet. We're speaking about a tzeire chamoyit without a dova ha'ovet. So memela, so therefore we need a shinui. Baheche, there's a whole tumul how to sew on a button in chalamoid, because bishlami by stitches we have this eitzah, that we have the eitzah how to kalbis mafsia, so we have such stitches, but by a button is a big problem. A person is mukbal with the holes of the button. He can't, Abba Akaponim Taisvah says, it's a tzeire chamoyit, and you need a shinoi. But a dava ha'ovid, you wouldn't need a shinoi. Ve'heiche de begodov, oimin olov mikiroi. What if a person has torn begodim, or torn shoes? If he'll leave it like this till after Chalamoid, he's kalkalo, so it's torn already. And if he won't stitch in time, saves nine. So if he's going to go and he won't stitch it up now, so he'll need nine stitches later. After Chalamoid, it'll be his kalkal. Reisi raboisai she'ein mekilim klau lahater. That they were not make to be matter. Afilu al yedei nochi. Afilu with a goy. Ukdamrina le kamon. Kol shayna o yisayna oima le nochi. That means there's no heter of a mira la akum. By meleches hamoit. By aina oima le nochi be yaisi. So lechayre, so taisis has a ore. If I just said before. So why can you do it? Why were the rabbis of Shaltais was Machman? They didn't consider this a Dava Ha'ovit. What if Shati didn't consider a Dava Ha'ovit? That means, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down and Takmim Aleph Sivkot Niyut. Afal Pishi is Karu Yoiser and Lo Yisaki. That's for sure. That if he won't stitch it up, it'll tear more. Like mikri dava ha'ovet, that's not called dava ha'ovet, so it's torn more. Dava ha'ovet means ela she'iker ha'dava nifsad. Dava ha'ovet means that if you won't do this malacha, it's ruined. You lost your beged, you lost your shoe. Avol bishvil ma'at toisvis kilkel, that'll be torn some more. You'll need another few stitches. Like, that's not called a davar ha'ovet. And the Mishnah Berurah Taka brings down, but ve'im yiskaru legamri, but what if it's going to be, it'll tear completely, shelo yisak name, is muta, then you're allowed to. So that's one svara. So there's one svara that it's not considered a davar ha'oved because afilu there will be netais if a kilkul, but this the tais was kilkul does not make it a davar ha'oved. Davar ha'oved means it's going to get completely ruined, unusable. Taisvis in the Psochim, the Sharatim, I think, brings down a smack, another svara that's not called a davar ha'oved, and that is, let's say, if he wears these torn shoes, otake get ruined. But Taisvis says, so, but if he can buy new shoes, so it's not called a davar ha'oved. So it is not necessary. The heter of a davar ha'oved is, that if I won't do this meloche, I'm going to lose the shoes. The shoes will become unusable. That's not true. You can get away without doing this meloche and still won't lose the shoes. Buy a new pair of shoes. Maybe Taisus wants to say, not ein kol davar avad mutar b'loy shinui. It seems that a certain you need a shinui. Perk mokish anogu mash medavka oile regolim misaknim in alayim b'moyit. In the Gemara in Psochim, it would seem only the regolim, they were permitted to fix their shoes. But stamazoi, they were not permitted to fix shoes, even though if they were torn. So we see that the umnim were not allowed to fix shoes in chalamoyit. So other ene from the beide. Other, it's not called a davar ovid. Maybe he had a wood neither shinoi. Zek the Gemara weiter. We had in the Mishnah, Amachloikis, who mesargin es hamitais. One is permitted to be mesargin the mitais, and Rabbi Yossi oimer memaschen. So here we have Amachloikis. So the Gemara says, my misargin or my memaschen. What does this terminology mean? Ki osa ravdimi omar pligi bo rabchiye barabe. Ki osa ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So he said over pligi bo rabchiye barabe verabasi. Tavayu mishmei decheski v'rabbi Yechanan. It seems they said over, it was a machlikas between them what cheski and Rabbi Yechanan had said. Chad Omar Misargin Shesi Va'erev. Misargin means, I used to have a frame of a bed, four poles, used to be like a rectangle, and then there used to be some holes in the frame of the bed, and they used to put chavolim there. They used to put ropes there. Shesi v'orev, to go vertically and to go horizontally. And that used to be the spring that they used to put the mattress on top. So it wasn't so... So misargin shesi v'orev. Misargin means that you're allowed to... This is a type of a weaving process. You're allowed to put in the chabolim, which are vertical, and you're allowed to weave in them the horizontal chabolim. And that's how you prepare the bed to lie on it. Umemaschin, and memaschin means shesi b'loy orev. You're only allowed to make the chutei ha-shesi, the chabolim, which are going vertically. The chadoma, and one said, "Misargin ishesi b'loy orev." You're never permitted to make orev. That's doimet harige. You're only allowed to put in the chavolim which are going vertically. Umemaschin, and Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Shimhoya rofui memaschin. He holds you're not allowed to make the chutei ashesi either. What you're permitted to do is if the chavolim of the mita got loose and they're drooping now, so it's very difficult to lie in such a bed. It falls in, it droops. So you're allowed to tighten the chavolim. That is permissible. Let us see Rashi. Misalgin shesi v'orek, she'orgin mita shel chabolim, mishesi v'orek. And he holds shesi b'loyov, v'mathmin shesi b'loyov, she'maiseyach ha'shesi, he pulls out the chabolim, which are vertical, v'einei orek b'orek, he doesn't weave into it the chabolim of the orek. And the other Madi Omer says that Misalgim is Shesi and Mimachin is Shimhoya Rofi, Zesh and Nerag Yomim Rabim. It was already woven already. Bahoyu Achabolim Rifuyim, they were loose. Utluyim Lamato, they were hanging down. She'enon Misuchim, they're not taut, is Mimachon. So he tightens them that it should be tight, will be more comfortable to sleep on. Fragt die Gemara. Eini, it can't be like this. That according to one man, the Yoma, no one was ever mater shesi ba'olet. Filud the Tanakami is saying was only mater shesi. And Rabbi Yossi says that's also not permitted. You're only allowed to tighten it. Atoni Rav Tachlife Bar Shol, we learned Vishovin, She'ein mafshilin chabolim lechatchila. That even though we have a machlokes how to make the bed, but everyone agrees that one is not permitted to braid the rope that is used for the bed. I mean, this is ichaos. Is bishloim laman da omar misalgin shesi va'orev, according to the man the omar that says that the Tanakama was matter, a type of a weaving. You're allowed to make the etzem chavlei hamita shesi va'orev. Umemaschin, and Rabbi Yossi says shesi b'loy orev, haini d'tani rav tachlifa bar shohu, v'shovin she'ein mafshilin chavolim l'chatchila. So that means even though we see in the Tanakama that a type of ariga is permitted, balkaponim, to braid the ropes alone, that is also sofakel. So he's saying the Tanakam is also moide to Rabbi Yehuda that not all weaving procedures are permissible. To braid the ropes is also. So it's very good. But according to Mandi Yoma, that says the Tanakama never was matter a type of a weaving procedure. Misalgim min shesi b'loyov. Mimasum shimo yorofu yoye mimasroi. Is ash the shesi v'orev amrit loy. So if no one holds that shesi v'orev is permissible, chavolim lechatchila mi boy, so why do you have to say, umoide, they're moide, they're not, they're not, they're not, they're not, Chabolim is zicha worse than Shesi alone? Kasha. So this is a kasha. It's a kasha and that mandiyam. Let us see Rashi. Vishovin Rab Meir Rabbi Yossi, Shein Mavshilin Chabolim Lechatchile, Shein Goydlin Chabolim Lechatchile. You cannot braid Chabolim. So we have here a machloikis between, okay, Sakash, so we have a machloikis on my roim, what the machloikis between Ramei and Rabbi Yossi is. Well, my Yom says Ramei holds that Misargin means Shesi Borev, and Rabbi Yossi holds only Shesi is permissible. The other man, the Yom says Ramei was only matter to make Shesi, and Rabbi Yossi was only matter to tighten it. Amalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Rav Chiya bar Rovin. V'ikel aman d'yoma, how can you say this a machlokes amoraim what misargin is? V'ikel aman d'yoma misargin shesi b'lo yorev, that the translation of misargin means shesi b'lo yorev. Basnan, Rav Meir Oimer, we have Rav Meir Masech Deskelem, and we're speaking about when there's a mitaroi l'kapol tumeh. Hamite mishayisroig bo shloi shabbat. Rameya said when you made tvi botei niren in a mita, that means you had already in the mita. chabolim which were going vertically. Now you make three boxes in the mitim. So then the meat is choyle kabutum. So we see klo that the process of weaving, of taking, making, going orev of weaving, that's called mishi yisroy. That's called yisroy. That's called mesagim. Because we have that this is a rameyer and mesechtes kalim, and in the Tanakam is rameyer. This is Rameh, so see Klor, that Sirug is called Bederech Orev. So how could you say that Rameh was not Matar Shasi V'Orev? Let us see Rashi. Amita lo'oilom eina mekabelas tume, ad shi yisorik bo gimel bo teinirim, shashasi kvar mesuach. The Shasi already, the Chavli HaShasi were spread out already. Now he weaves into the Zchutei HaShashi Shloisha Botenirim Da'orev. Alma de Mesargim Kori Shasi V'orev. That's a Taich Mesargim. You make Orev in the Shasi. So the Gemara answers, Elo ki osa rovin omar patrait. You can't say that that Rameyer was not Matar Shasi V'orev. Is be mesargim kol alma loy pligi di shasi v'orev. There's no machlokes whatsoever in Rameyer. Rameyer zicha was matar shasi v'orev. Eloki pligi. What is the machlokes b'me maschen? The machlokes is what is pshat in Rabbi Yosi. Mar sovar me maschen shasi b'loyo. One holds that me maschen is to make the shasi b'loyo. On the other one held, that's the machlokes. The only machlokes is Rabbi Yosi. Rameyer, everyone is moide that Rameyer was matur shesi borim. Meisvei, so the Gemara is akashim. We learned, abaraise, mesargin, esamite, veinzach loimer, sheme masre. About the gewiss, you can be memaseich. Livre Rameh. Fine. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer, memaschin, avoloi mesargin. Noni, misuach is mutter, and not siru. Viesh oimrim, ein memaschin kolike. You can't even be memaseich. So the Gemara says, what did we found? We found the tana that holds a fila misuach is us. So the Gemara says like this: Bishloi melamanda oma memaschin shesi b'loy orev. If you'll tell me memaschin in shesi b'loy orev, ainu da'osu yeshoimrim leflugi. So good, I can understand. This is also a pesitas cholas melechas arige. You're making the chutei ashesi, so it's also asar on chalamoy. Good, the machloikis. Someone holds Rabbi Yosi holds it's mut. This a person that holds it's not mut. Elaman the oma. But according to the man the Omar that says memaschen means that if it was loose, so one tightens it, so there's a person that says you're not allowed to tighten the chavolim. So the Gemara says in even the efshe lemimliye b'moni loy tochino. Let us see Rashi. Zat Rashi, Hainu da osi, yesh aimrim laflugi, da filu shesi b'loi orev. Hainu da osi, yesh aimrim laflugi, da filu shesi b'loi orev loi motzi. But if you'll say, mim tachnami loi, that the yesh aimrim, the misuach means tightening it. Mim tachnami loi, bitmiye, osu yesh aimrim lemeisa nami misuchi. See, come to tell me, that the Yeshoimrim asad mesuchi to tighten it, va'amai. Holokei ovid melochi, he's not doing any melochi whatsoever. V'iloi ovid hochi leimotzi lemizgelo, that means there's no melochi, and there's zicher a need for this, it slopes in, it's loose. So the Gemara says in, v'adai osu Yeshoimrim lemeisa nami mesuchi. V'itaka asa mesuchi. Shim da hoyel, the efshe lemalye, I don't know the exact Ivra in this Rashi. Either you can learn Lamalya Lamite Bimoni Adla El. That means even though it is drooping, you can put Kalim and you'll fill up the mita till it's level. And then you can go and put over that mattresses. The mizgelai, you can lie on it. Or maybe pshat is, ve'efshe lemalya, you can fill up lemata b'moni. That means it is drooping. So underneath the bed, you'll put kalem over there, ad le'el, till it goes up, till it reaches the level of the bed. Al kaponim loytachina davetoyrech de loytzorich. So the Gemara is machadish that ain't the chlamid is zichen no meloche. But if you could avoid this, it seems to bring the kalem to bring the kalem to raise the level of the bed. That's not a toyrech. Seems to tighten the ropes, could be there's a lot of ropes, and if not exactly how they tightened them, this was a teirech, and as we had learned in Chalamoid, teirech is a criteria. No, it's not a maloche. So memele faker tziyaser da filu the tightening, because there's a teirech in doing it. Let us see Teisvitz. B'misargim kula alma loy pligi l'shesi v'orib. So the Gemara it comes out that everyone is moide, that according to Rameya, one is permitted to make shesi ba'orif. Teime ayich muta lasis meloche ki hai b'loi shinui. Why is one permitted to do this meloche without a shinui? If lutz atzeirich hamoyed, but why is one permitted without a shinui? The Tosfos HaRosh says, there's a din of a dover ha'ovid. Exactly why there's a din of a dover ha'ovid, I don't know, but that's what the Tosfos HaRosh says. The Rosh also said it, the choshev lay dover ha'ovid. Memsuchi, maybe his sleep is a dover ha'ovid. I don't know exactly what the dover ha'ovid is over here, but he needs a bed. Memsuchi namilot. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, how could, if you'll say that Memsuchi means, if you'll say that Memsuchi means tamazay to tighten it, Memsuchi namilot? How could it be like that? What did the Gemara answer? Yeah. Mesuchi is also, because it's a teirech. Since you could avoid the mesuchi by being memale b'moni, so memale mesuchi is also awesome. B'lav ochi nami nire demotzi lakshuye. Could have asked a different kasha. Eichi koma rabbi yoisi, shimho yorofi memaschoi. If you say that mesuchi means to tighten. So how does Rabbi Yossi say? Shimho yorofui memaschoi avoloi misargin shesi v'orim. In the Baraisa it says, memaschin avoloi misargin, misargin min shesi v'orim. Afilu b'shesi v'loi orim also. That means the Gemara could have asked a different kasha. The Gemara could have asked a kasha. And the Loshon of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, well, now we know Mesargin Zicha means Shesi Borev. Memaschin, we have a shell what Memaschin means. So the Baruch Shel Avest Akasha, if Memaschin means to tighten, so Lachayre, so Rabbi Yossi said, Memaschin, Avoloi Mesargin. You do this, you don't make Siruk. He holds Afilu Shesi is also. So why did he say Avoloi Mesargin? He should have said, Memaschen, but you don't make chutishesi. If memaschen means to tighten. So what does Taisvah say? The Gemara could have asked this kasha. But this is a shrekloch at Taisvah. Because if the Gemara could have asked this kasha,
The Gemara should have asked this kasha, because on this kasha there's no teretz. The Gemara asked a different kasha. The Gemara asked a kasha that is a yesh oimrim that says, it's a yesh oimrim that says that misuach is also, so the Gemara says misuach is also, misuach is also, how could misuach be also? There's nothing wrong. So the Gemara answers, yeah, misuach is also it's a tirche. So on the kasha that the Gemara asks, the Gemara the teretz. But in the kasha that Taisvus asks, Taisvus asks the kasha, if misuach means tightening, so why did he say memaschen avoloi mesagin? He should have said, avol, you don't make chute shesi. So there's a teretz in the back from Rav Yosef Bar Rafael from Vilna. Next on the end of the Masechta. So he wants to say as follows. Let us just understand one thing. The Gemara asked Akasha, the Gemara held that there's no svara whatsoever that Misua should be also. That means there's a yesh oimrim that say Misuach is also. What's Misuach? You're just tightening the ropes. It's nothing. It's not a malach. So he asks, L'chayre, according to this makshin, let us look at our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mesargin es hamitais, Rabbi Yosef Eimer memaschen. So why didn't the Gemara ask Akasha, Rabbi Yosef says memaschen? I mean, it's poshit. If it's a svara pshuta, you can make misuach, you can tighten the ropes. So why does Rabbi Yosef have to say memaschen? That's poshit. So that's a yes. Why did the Gemara ask this kasha? So he says, Bemison, that's not a kasha, because memaschen of Rabbi Yosef is not coming to tell us that you're allowed to be memaschen. He means you're not allowed to be mesari. The only thing you're allowed to do to make the bed more comfortable is to tighten the ropes. But the mesari, you're not allowed. So memaschen is not coming legufe. Memaschen is coming to tell you, not Mesagin. So maybe on the Mishnah, the Gemara did not ask a kasha. So, the Gemara here, he says, after the Gemara's teretz, when the Gemara was machadish, that there's a svara to say that Misuach is also also. We say, yes, I'm the Mesuch, I don't understand. Why should it be also? But the Mesuch says, yeah, it's also, the Svot it's also, because you could accomplish the same thing without this Torah. So he says, now that it says that Mesuch is also, so Rabbi Yossi that says Mesuch is Mutter, he says, Memaschen. So he's coming to tell us, Fakel, Memaschen is coming to tell us not like the Yeshaimer. Now we know Chidushim. Now, that means like this. Kolzman, Memaschen is Poshit. It means, according to the Makshin, Memaschen is Poshit. Poshit that you're allowed to tighten it. So Memaschen, is that telling us anything? Hey, it's Poshit. No, the Ike Memaschen is telling us that not Misargin. So listen, so why do you say not misogyny? You should say Philoshesi is also. Not Toysis, so in the Makshin that held Mamaskan is Poshit, so you could have asked from Rabbi Yossi, why does Rabbi Yossi say the Mamaskan below misogyny? Mamaskan is not Poshit. There's no reason why it's not Mutter. So the Iker is below misogyny. So a bigger Kiddush that a Philly now to make Chutishesi. So that the Gemara could have asked. But after the Gemara said the Teretz, that the Mamaschen is also not so poshid. Mamaschen is also not so poshid that it should be mutter. Forget the Yeshayim say it's also. So he's coming to say Mamaschen legufe, that I hold Mamaschen is mutter. So that what he said, loy misalgin, he just happened on the lashon of Rameir. Rameir, you said misalgin is mutter, I'm saying loy misalgin. But lemaise, I'm really saying that memaschin is mutter, and that's it, fakel. I'm telling you a chiddush that this is mutter, which is a chiddush, because the memaschin is also. And if I say just memaschin is mutter, so you can figure out from that, that to make chutishasi is also. Given the Evshelim Luye Bemoni, so Taisva says, Mashme Dein Mutter Elo Letzoyre Chamoyed. It would seem that this Eitzelim Luye Bemoni is only a temporary thing, so it's only, so the whole head is only Letzoyre Chamoyed. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Mamidin Tanu Vekirayim Verechayim Bemoyed. One is permitted to put down a tano v'kirayim v'rechayim b'moyim. Rabbi Yochanan Omer ein mechavshin es arechayim batchile. Now let us see Rashi. Mamidim tano v'kirayim. So Rashi says, she'oisim oisom lechatchile kedamrina lekamo. So Rashi says over here, and from this Rashi, we can see three quarters, really, what Rashi said. In the Rashi in the Ksav Yad, we see that what Rashi really said. In the Taisus HaRosh is Chaylik on Rashi. The Taisus HaRosh brings down Rashi, that, and that's what says in Rashi in the Ksav Yad, Mamidim Rechayim. Mamidim Rechayim means you're allowed to put down a Rechayim. Not to build a Rechayim in Chalamoy, allowed to put down a Rechayim. Uboinim tano, and you're allowed to build a tano. And the Taisa Rosh is chaylik. No, by tano also is only a din mamidim, not boinim. Really, it's telling the sugya vayta. But that was the Rashi in the Ksav Yad. In Be'emison, we see in our Rashi, if we want to be medayik in our Rashi, Rashi is very meduyik. The Mishnah says, Mamidim Tano Vekirayim Verechayim, all three things. Rashi in the Dibur HaMasr says, Mamidim Tano Vekirayim, She'oisin Oisim Lechatchil, you're allowed to make a Tano Vekirayim. In Rashi, it didn't speak about a Rechayim. Sabaisis a Rechayim is not like that. Kedavrinu Lekam. Tano Toichai Cholu, the inside is hollow. Mokim svisas shtek deirois, kire mokim svisas kter achas. This is a problematic Rashi. Kire says nitazer, but upon him Rashi says that you can put, there was a place on top of the tano to put two pots. That means the fire was in this upside down kedere. And they used to put, and then there were two holes that used to put on top of these holes two pots. In kire mokim svises ktera achas. Mechapshin, what's mechapshin? Meforish bigmor. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not mechabish es arechayim bitchila. So the Gemara asks, my mechapshin, what does mechapshin mean? Rabbi Yehuda omar menaker rechaya. It means to be menaker the rechaya. What does that mean? Let us see Rashi. He yishono, when the stones of the rechayim get old, v'chaloke, so they get smooth. Vein achitim yecholim liporech, so the chitim, which are between the two avnei rechayim, they don't break, they don't crack, they don't become flour, because everything is smooth. Is menakrim oiso, what does menakrim mean? Choitchin oiso, so you make indentations with a clean mattress, you make like teeth in the bottom stone of the rechaim. Kedesh lo yeheshov, that it shouldn't be smooth. Kedesh yifchachu achitim tachtel. That the chitim, you have seen on the top ones, the top stone, that they should break, that to me there should be friction, and that would break the chit. So Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ein mechapshin es arechayim b'tchila." We don't know yet what b'tchila means, But mechabshim means to be menakel. That means to make the rechayim rough, to make indentations in it, that it should be not smooth. You're not allowed. Rabbi Yechiel Omar bas eino. Mechabshin means to make a hole in it. Nekev, Rashi says, sho'isen be'emtza rechayim, sha'tvue neifeles l'seicha. That means they pour the tvue through this hole, and then it goes, then it falls between the two avnei rechayim. Now, agav urche, the Ravid says, the difference between these two pu'ules, to make a bas eino, this is a maisa umen. This is where you need a professional to do this. Some say to roughen up the stones, a fellow hedjit could also do it. And a gavuche, the Rosh Paskins, it's machlokes how to paskin, the Rosh Paskins, la loche, that mechapshin means, one that we'll see, mechapshin, one is only permitted to be minake rechai, to make the stones rough. Because it's a maisa hedyit, and a maisa umen is osa, and Shulchan Aruch we paskin, everything is mutter, and the Mishnah Berurah says, because we hold this is machshirei oichel nefesh, by machshirei oichel nefesh is osa ka oichel nefesh, and a fila maisa umen is also mutter. Okay, we have here our machloikis, what is pshat in this mechapshin? Meisve. We learned Ma'amidin Tano v'Kerayim b'Moyed u'Bovad shelo yigmer melachto. You shouldn't be goymer the meleches hamode. The meleches hamode is like maskinim Tano v'Kerayim, but you're not goymer. Divrei Rabbi Laz. Machamim oimrim af yigmer. Rabbi Yehuda oimer mishmoi Ma'amidim es hachadosho u'mechapshin es hayishona. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said, B'shem Rabbi Lezer, now he's talking about a rechayim estoma, Ma'amidim es hachadosha, u'mechabshin es hayishon, and you're allowed to be mechabish hayishon, an old one. An old rechayim, you're allowed to be mechabish. V'yeshayim yimeim mechabshin kolika, you're not allowed to be mechabish. Al kaponim, we have here in this beraisa, a machloikis, if one is permitted to be mechabish an old rechayim. So the Gemara says like this, Bishloim lamandi omer mechabshi minake rechayim, if we say mechabshin means he makes it rough, is hainu de mashkachis lo b'yishona, so it's very good. An old rechayim can God be very smooth. A kelta yishona, an old rechayim can get smooth. So Memele, so he says you're permitted to make it rough. Ela lamanda omer baseino, but if you say we're speaking about the hole that is in the rechaim, which through this hole we shoot down the chitim, we pour in the chitim, lamanda omer baseino, yishone baseino lomolo. If this is an old rechaim, so what were they doing the whole time? Every rechaim is a baseino, has this hole. So they were using it the whole time. So koch, there was this hole there. So what's pshat to be allowed to make a hole in a rechayim yishona? It served the function of a rechayim. It's here the hole. Elamandom baseina yishona baseina lomelo. So the Gemara answers, kegoin the boy la arbuchi tvei. He wants to make the hole bigger. That's what he wants to make. So memele, so that's pshat. Let us see Rashi. Hainde mashkachas lo b'yishona. Lefish yishona tzricha lakach. Get an old rechaim needs that the stones have to be roughened again. Shekvar yichalokim because it got smooth. Lefish yitoder yitachenes. From the constant grinding process, so it got smooth. Ela leman diyoma de machapshin. Bekod diman diyoma de machapshin. Hainde baseino. Yishona baseina, by an old rechaim you'll make a baseina. Shekvari yishona militchaim. It was been used from ve'ilai havelo baseina le'motzi le'mitchaim. It's never a baseina. You can never use it for grinding. In the boy lavuche hay baseina tvei. Wants to widen the hole. And gavne mashkachas lo biyishona. Let's just go a little further. Rav Huna shomelu gavre de kamenake rechaye bechile de moyit. From a man high ischil gufe, it should be nischalol his guf. The kamochel chile de moyad. He was machalol chile chalamoyit. Sovelo ki yeshoimrim. He holds like the yeshoimrim. That what? That afilo by yeshone mechapshin is also. Dorish Rav Choma noikrim rechaim b'moyd, and it seems Rav Choma paskin l'aloche noikrim rechaim b'moyd. Let us see Rashi. Menake rechaye b'yishone, yischal gufa yischalo gufa. Now let us see Taisus. Hochi garsine, and that's the girs of what we have in the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda oimer ein mechapshin es o rechaim b'tchilo. You cannot be mechabish l'rechaim b'tchilo. U'b'chadosh shekoma, this is speaking about a new one. The bigmore matel yishone, because the same Rabbi Yehuda was matel to be mechabish by yishone. Ve'nir eloyim ad bigmore de matel yishone mishim Rabbi Loza koma. He's saying, Rabbi, because the Baraisa says, Rabbi Yehuda oimer mishmoy, that means only Rabbi Loza was like that, I don't know like that. When the Mishnah is speaking about what Rabbi Yehuda personally holds, kilama nitra glasses machloikis chinam, sometimes it's like a machloikis, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that for the Yishana is also, according to Rabbi Lezi, Yishana is mutter. Va'oid, if we learn the Mishnah on tlich, tlchatchila mash mechadoshe. It says, Rabbi Yehuda oime mechabshim mesal chayim v'tchila. That means, a nu rechayim, one is not permitted to do this. The imtaima, period. So that's what Taisus says. So Taisus now is set up that we should understand Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about a new rechaim, and then it's also mechapshim. An old rechaim, Rabbi Yehuda also holds its mutter. The imtaima, so Taisus asks, kivush man dechashmei. If we're talking about a new rechaim, who was talking about kivush? They're talking about mamidim tanu v'kirayim, and all of us are rechaim, and he says, ein mechapshim. Who was speaking about mechapshim? You're allowed to set up a nurichayim, set it up. Mashma fila kibush. That means that's a chiluk of setting it up, roughing up the stones. Rabbi Yehuda oise b'kibush. So it does flow the Mishnah. He says you're allowed to do the hamode process, and Rabbi Yehuda oise b'kibush. Ve'is the goris, others are goris, Rabbi Yehuda oime mechapshin esarechayim, not ein mechapshin esarechayim, v'loi goras lechatchile, ve'hi, if you goris mechapshin esarechayim, so comes out, he's not speaking about a new rechayim, he's speaking about an old rechayim, and that you're allowed to be mechabish. So he, esalaloch, it'll be the same thing, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that an old rechayim you're allowed to be mechabish. Avalata kosher yoisa, but now zirishver, kibush man dechar shmei, that means he's matter kibush of an old rechaim. Who asked kibush of an old rechaim? Tanakam and amishori. Yeshloimer, that was a punk for kata, tanakam ishori, amode baalme. He was only matter, amode, sheinze binyin goma. That is not a binyin, just as to set it up. Let's see the bach, aval binyin betchila also. But to build it is also. Buhu adin da osa kibush. And kibush is already a building process. It's a tikkun and that's a machayim. Bein b'chadosh, bein b'yishon. The punk fakel. The tanakana asas a yishon also. Kibush, only hamod is mutam. Abiyud ashori kibush b'yishon. The girsa rishon nire l'rabbi. The first girsa that fakel that Rabbi Yehuda asos kivush betchilen by Yishon is mutter. Umamidim nire tavke hamoda. Now Taisu speaks about what Rashi spoke about. What's by a tano? Umamidim nire tavke hamoda de tano. Ain't ze binyin betchilen. Alo wasi kva. You're only allowed to put up, to set up a tano. Avalayni mechuba lekalke. You have already a file to get tano. But you have to attach it to the car. Kibitzorich lechabri l'tafli bor. It's called the mefosh perik ala kelim. Inami ki de perik maybe kade yayin gabitana de biyonta vein tzochin oisei vein toshin oisei b'matalas. There's a certain tikkunim which one does with a tano. Hoche b'moyit shori. So now Tosfos says klo verkehrt an Rashi. Rashi had said that by a tano, mamid etan became shon oisin oisin lechatchil, allowed to build a tano in chalamoyit. And Tosfos says klo not, mamidim only means you're allowed to set it up. Kamen b'shmait nami koma v'shoven shen goydlem tano betchili. Not allowed to make a tano from the beginning. Not allowed to make a tano. What is this giluach? Not lo yigalchenu, lo yigadlenu. Yigalchenu means you should not make a tano mitchila.